Sif Gimel. Simon Peites. Also, Loi, Misasi, Betrocha, Lelech, Lederech, Ashi, Spout, Kilish, and Manesra. Person should not involve himself in any type of work in the morning before he davens, or go on a trip till he davens Manesra. If it's before the Zman of Tefillah, then one is allowed in the night to two types of halacha. But if one got up at night, the Shabur brings from the Eli Rabba that he should say the brachas of the Shachar before he does other things, even if it's before this man of davening. In other words, up to a half hour before Alois the Shachar, one can start doing work, but he should say the Torah beforehand if he got up in the morning. Ramos says, V'yesh mekilein, lachas sh'omah mixes brachas, koydim sh'om b'och sh'omah, v'tayv l'hachmah. There are those that are lenient about doing these malachas, if he said the Birch HaShachar, but he says it's a proper thing to be machmah. And aside from this, also lo lechol, v'lo lishtois, the person should not also involve himself in eating and drinking, also before davening. Aval mayim, luta, lishtois, koydim v'tfilah, bein b'choylim v'shabbos v'yontif. To just drink water, one can do beforehand. Mishabru permits one to drink tea and coffee before davening, but he permits it only without sugar and milk. The reason why some people are lenient on this is because there's a heter, if a person will not be able to mechave him properly in tefillah without it, then he's mustn't do that. One can take medicines or eat for a fur or to give him the craft to be able to daven it before davening also.